Hello, I'm Dan Bagley, and today on Release Your Wings, I'm interviewing Shireen Chadha. You know, Shireen, over the years and my time as being a professor, a lot of students come to me and say, I need help in deciding what I want to be when I grow up. What is my career path? And I always feel that this has something more to do with not just how will I get a job, but what is my purpose here? And I'm wondering if you have some a spiritual outlook on the role of purpose, leading an inspired life, maybe that is rooted in career, maybe in something else.
No, it's a very good question we should all ask. So every time someone comes to us and says, what is my career, then we should tell them, no, you should ask yourself the question, what is your purpose? Mm-hmm. Because then after you find your purpose, then you'll know what it is that you have to do physically for a career after that. There is, in Indian scriptures, there are three levels of thought. When you think about thought, and one of them is, it's called a tamasic thought, or people, that's like it's a quality of thought. And that is, it's a lowest level of thought, and it's where thought is very lazy, or people are very lazy, so it's called tamasic, it's a very low level. And then you have the next one, which is rajasic, and then the next one, which is sattvic. And so sattvic is the highest, it's based on just really very refined thinking. And so when I think especially about purpose, I feel I have to look at it and see whatever I'm doing, in which level is it going to be? Where is my fit going to be? Is it just going to be about me doing stuff and just doing stuff and not worrying about what is the outcome of that? Or is it going to be that I'm passionate about something? That's the middle level, where I'm passionate about something and I have to do this. I have to, let's say, get on TV. I have to be a star, or I have to do whatever it is that I'm really passionate about. Or is my thought level on this high level, and so whatever I do, it becomes a calling.
And what would be, give me an example that you feel drawn toward this helps people, or you feel drawn toward on the passion level as you're expressing it here.
So what I'm trying to say is actually being passionate about something is important, but it's not the ultimate.
And the ultimate, that third level,
is the calling.
The calling, got it, which is purpose.
Yes, which is purpose. And so a life of calling, it's not just a life of I'm passionate about something, a life of calling. So we need to find our calling in life. And the earlier we find it, the better it is. Because sometimes calling, finding it, is just the first step.
Oh, I would think always.
And so you have to live it. And you have to live it to its fullest level, because that is when your fullest potential will come out. So to just be passionate about something, or to just, even if it's passionate about making money, is, I feel, we are not being true to ourselves. If we have to be really true to ourselves, we have to have our thoughts at that level, and then I will know what my calling is.
So how does one get to that higher level? Because there are lots of callings. It's calling to, this will make you popular, this will make you look better, this will get you the perfect mate, whatever the thing is. So we get a lot of callings along
the
way.
That's why I actually started the conversation with phrasing it, that it should be in that high level of thinking. It's not just a calling about, I'm called to do this or this.
Right.
But it's a very high level of thinking. There are a few ways. Mm-hmm. One is that you would start talking to yourself about it. That, and not only you start out loud talking to yourself about it, you start writing about it, you start talking to people about it, but that you have to be true to the state of being where it's a very high level of thinking. And then the second one is you have to be ready to be a student.
Mm-hmm.
And that wherever I go, whatever I do, I'm going to be learning. And so there has to be this sense of every moment that this calling could come to me any moment.
I see.
And so I have to be in a state of readiness and in a state of learning. And so when I'm in that state of readiness and when I'm in that state of learning, I feel instead of me going after it, it comes to me. And so I have to be ready to accept it and I have to be ready to follow it. And so, but when you start talking about it, when you start writing about it or when you start talking to people about it, somehow it finds you because you're putting out that vibration. And so it finds you. But when it finds you, you shouldn't be asleep. And asleep is not just I'm not paying attention,
right.
But asleep by thinking too much about something, asleep by being passionate about something, because it could be something else. And also there has to be a level of trust that, when this comes to you, that the trust is that you, it will be very happy. It's not that, oh, I have to give this up and I have to give up whatever I'm passionate about to go do this thing. That whatever it is that I'm called to do, that that is going to really not only make it, make me happy, but make me live to my highest potential.
So in making yourself open to this, I would imagine there are some direction changes along the way. I mean, if you start as a child or as a teenager or as a young adult, I can't imagine batting 1,000 and making the choices. Is that correct or am I off on this? In other words, are there direction corrections that help your passion, your purpose unfold as opposed to
right.
Everybody says you're really good at speaking so you ought to become a lawyer. And you start
right.
saying, oh yeah, everyone says it. That sounds like a good idea. You get pats on the back, your parents say, become a physician or an engineer or something like that. Your friends say you ought to be a movie star. I mean, there are some things that get real exciting along the way. And then that wonderfulness, is there a way of stepping back and saying, is this where what it's really about?
No, I think it has a way of telling you it's not about. Because I know a lot of people are very unhappy physicians.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people are very unhappy lawyers because they're just doing it because they're doing it for the money or just doing it because they don't have any other, anything else to do. So if you go at it from this level of very pure thought that you have opened yourself, you sat in silence, you've opened yourself to follow a particular calling, then whatever happens, you will be tolerant. In that situation. So it won't be like you've spent a million years in schooling like you would have to if you become a physician and then you become a physician and then you have to deal with insurance companies and you have to deal with lawyers and litigations and patients and all of that and you're not happy.
But let me clarify this. You're not saying you can't be a lawyer and be happy. You're just saying if that wasn't your purpose.
Yeah. Or I'm not saying they're not happy lawyers. Or I'm not saying they're happy physicians.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is that anything that when people, when it's coming outside of yourself and not inside of yourself, that anything, any calling, finally when you pick it up, it has its own baptisms by fire, what I call. And so you have to be willing to face all of that. And you will face all of that only if it is something that is really coming from within. You don't want it to be that you spent a million years in schooling and you end up unhappy. You know, like you're going to work and you're wondering what life is all about. You don't want it to be that way.
So that creates one of those worldly dilemmas. Look at all the schooling I've done and I'd be a fool to walk away from it. And you're saying,
maybe
it's the wisest thing to do.
If that is what is really
your internal
thing is telling you. And also I feel that generally, and this is across the board for everyone in the world, and that is our purpose is to be happy and peaceful. And so, but the details of how we get to this happiness and peace is a different matter. But our purpose is to be that. And also I do want to bring up one aspect here. And for some people, this might not sit well, but I feel even God has a purpose for us. Especially now, God has a purpose for us. And so, if you do believe in a higher power, I'm using the word God, higher power, however you want to call it, divine being, if you do believe in it, then I think you should sincerely ask.
And so that is coming back to going inside and listening very much rather than listening to the television telling you what success means.
Right, right. And so it's also, it's a good thing about what television tells you what success is, because I feel many times that many years ago I came to a point where I finished my graduate school and I had this thought, I worked so hard for it, hard for this, and then what?
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't want to come to that point when you say, I worked so hard for something and then what?
Right. So what you want to say is, this feels like the unfoldment of who I'm supposed to be.
Exactly.
Is that right? Good.
And so also this aspect, especially when we're talking about purpose and going within,
mm-hmm.
is many people, when they go inside, they don't like it, because there's so much junk going on. And so, not to worry about all of the junk, but there are two aspects, and they might not be related, but this is important, is we need to take resentment out of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one aspect that needs to go, and then we need to forgive.
And those probably are some topics we'll handle in the future as well. But
yeah.
I totally see that.
I take resentment out, and when I take forgiveness, when I forgive, then I'm cleaning my vessel. So mm-hmm. the self is like a vessel, and it has to be like golden, and actually its original nature is golden.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, because I have all of this stuff and I'm holding negative thoughts and negative feelings and negative intentions about things, that vessel is become, let's say, iron. Because of all of this. So when I let go of these things, that the golden vessel itself will attract the right kind.
Spiritual alchemy of sorts.
Right. And so it will attract the right things to you.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask this then. Let's say someone's in a job that they're not enjoying particularly, and they're questioning, is this my purpose, and I don't see how it's getting me the payoffs I want. Do they have to change the job, or do they just change who they are inside?
The first thing they would have to do, definitely not change the job. They want to eat, right? In this current economic market, I wouldn't suggest that. The thing is, they have to make their vessel golden.
Mm-hmm.
And so they should think about themselves. We all should think about ourselves as this golden vessel. And if I'm this container, and so what am I putting inside? And so my thoughts, my feelings, my attitude, my vision, what am I putting inside? And if I keep cleaning that, then the right thing will get attracted.
Ah.
So it's not about physically changing. The physical changes will happen, but the first changes that have to happen is at the thought level, at the attitude level, at my vision level, at my feelings level.
Uh-huh. So therefore, using the container and the resentment, if you're pouring in resentment, oh poor me, making yourself a victim, then the forgiveness of yourself first and others, you're saying, is basically emptying and then cleaning it to some degree, and then waiting to be filled with what you truly value, what you truly want.
Yeah, what you truly want. And then it mm-hmm. fills up. You'd be surprised
yeah.
that it will come to you. I always like this aspect of things coming to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not so much hard work, and it's so much more pleasurable. Mm-hmm. It's so much more. It should fall right. in my lap.
Right. So does that mean you would ascribe to no pain, no gain?
No, I do not believe that.
You say no pain, no pain.
No pain, no pain. Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying that. That's beautifully put. No pain, no pain. So it's good not to have pain. You know, all faith traditions believe in this,
mm-hmm.
that there is an innate goodness within all human beings. We're all innately good. But I would go further to say that we are innately happy, we are innately joyful, we are innately joyous and mm-hmm. blissful. We are innately all of these
right.
qualities. And so if I'm in pain, I think that's the biggest mistake.
That's the way of saying, I'm not being joyful.
Yes, and the biggest mistake I'm making of not keeping my vessel golden.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm filling it with pain.
So maybe that is the indicator that I have to change from the inside. if I'm feeling the pain. Where most of us run around and say, I have to change something on the outside.
Right.
To do that.
And so it's very important what you especially said about pain, because when I am talking about purpose, mm-hmm. when I am especially purpose based on that very high level of thinking, right. and mm-hmm. then I have to ask myself this question, is where is it that God wants me to be?
Uh-huh. I think that is probably a good place to stop. I think people are going to learn that it doesn't have to be painful in finding your purpose. Thank you.